I've been reading a series of novels by Cage Baker, which are all about the company being Zeus Incorporated, which at some point in the future discover the secret of time travel, and one of their byproducts is they can make people immortal, but they have to catch them very young when they're little kids to do so.
Okay, I'm not entirely sure how I understand it. Fine, let's
go. Okay, now the two are linked because it turns out that under the rules of time travel, you can't change history.
Yeah.
And you can't travel forwards in time. You can only travel backwards.
Okay.
And as you might expect, it's very incredibly expensive to transmit people through time. Mm. So the solution the company comes up with is to travel back to very early days, create a batch of immortals and let them live through the intervening years and provide the infrastructure so they can get missions to rescue stuff just before it's about to be destroyed, hide it away somewhere, squirrel it away, so in the current time, Dr. Zeus can dig up these fabulous artefacts and sell them for
Dr.
lots of money.
Dr. Zeus? Did you say?
Yes.
That's interesting. I have to ask you a question about this. When you say you can't alter history, as
yes.
in past history, do you mean you physically cannot, or they will not allow you to?
Apparently, you physically cannot.
So
now, I say apparently, because there are all okay. sorts of...
So the fact that they created a bunch of immortals who theoretically were not there before, who were going to live...
But nobody noticed
ever.
Them.
Yeah.
They're secret immortals amongst us.
I get that you're saying that they're secret immortals amongst us, but I could see that there would be problems with hiding your identity at certain periods of time anyway, and that they wouldn't be changing established history. I know, it's timey-wimey stuff.
Yes.
It's fine.
Yeah. And it's a very interesting series of novels. They're eminently readable, and they feature some very interesting characters, because you soon discover not all immortals are created equal.
Okay.
Some are basically preserver immortals. Their job is to preserve plants that are about to go extinct, uh-huh. which may... Yeah, have a cure for cancer in the future,
yeah.
Or artifacts, art, or books, or okay. paintings, or whatever. Some of them are there to keep the peace, or enforcers,
mm-hmm.
and their original job was to go back and wipe out a particularly violent strain that threatened to wipe out humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And some are facilitators who just coordinate all this. On behalf
again,
of
I'm
Dr.
having
Zeus.
Issues with the whole we're not changing established history.
Ah, well, you see...
I know, again, we're going back to time.
As we discover in the series of novels is that there are various conditions in all this. And the first, yeah. of course, is who writes the history and have they told all the details?
True.
There's nothing to say the history you know is true.
Well, this is very true.
So that's a big yeah. let out. And the other thing is, of course, not only do they... steal children who are about to be, you know, killed by the Inquisition or burnt up
yep.
or die
yep.
in effect, and make them immortal.
Mm.
It's more than just immortal. They make them virtually indestructible. So they give them superior health and abilities beyond those of mortal men.
But this isn't noticed?
Well, this is it. They have to hide the fact
yep.
they're aging. But the other problem is eventually these immortals who've been around for thousands of years, tens of thousands of years,
yes.
notice that their masters from the present are actually somewhat effete and perhaps a bit stupid and perhaps aren't worthy of all this devotion. I mean, they've been pre-programmed to serve the company, but
yep.
the programming may not completely
well,
take.
I was wondering if there would have been a religious element to this.
Well, in the course of the novels, we find various breakaway elements and a lot of struggle within the company
yeah.
as to what's happening.
Hmm.
I won't say more than that because I don't want to give away any of the surprises.
Really interesting, though.
It's a very interesting read. It's by Cage Baker, and I'm up to, I think, the seventh of the series of novels.
Any idea how many?
Well, they're all done because Cage died about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
So there won't be any more.
Yeah.
I hope they don't continue them. And I think they've basically told the story.
Yeah.